Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone, on a wonderfully snowy Friday after a beautiful Thursday. It's
a Chuck and Julie grassroots show.
Yeah.
Straight up. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese
Medicine.
I don't need to say anything.
We'll just have Julie.
No. Well, you're babble. You're going off topic.
Okay. Well, let's
do that. Okay, though. And I have for a change. I've been slacking off a little bit, but it's a Party Friday video that we'll play at the end of the show that's pretty funny. Want to start off today. We've been talking about.
We want to talk some Republican politics here in Colorado, and we've got some great analysis by various people and kind of what's going on, because it's a strange world. We're going to read from a letter that does a good job of talking about it.
Before we bring on Cody LeBlanc and Eric Grossman, we've talked about this before. Britta Horn, Trader Todd, and the Koopsters held what the courts determined was a fraudulent and illegal meeting to try to oust Dave Williams. The Colorado Republican Party at the time was forced to spend over $100,000 to defend itself, and their actions cost the party tens of thousands of dollars top of that.
When all of a sudden you're trying to oust the leadership of a party.
Right before an election.
Right before an election. What's going to be the result?
Yeah.
It's going to be a disaster for the party. What happened was, in fact, Dave Williams and his team did incredibly well and got small gains, but gains as opposed to what the establishment's done for the last decade of endless losses.
And so the party sued that. It had to go to court, and the party authorized a lawsuit against them to try to get the money back. Well, then Britta Horn was elected chair, and she thought, and we've talked about this, she could just wave her magic wand and the lawsuit would go away, but it's not that easy. The GOP leadership, the executive committee, also authorized an anti-corruption committee, which has filed a motion with the judge to intervene in the case or to join the case to try to hold Britta Horn and all those people accountable. And we have with us now Cody LeBlanc, and as soon as we see him on, we'll bring him on here too, Eric Grossman. They were the two who filed the original complaint with the party. And I know, Cody, you guys have been talking, and I want you to bring us up to speed with the latest. You've got a couple things going on. One, you've created a new nonprofit, because all of this fighting and exposing the truth, it does not come cheap or free at any rate.
So let's kind of go on what you originally did. What was the genesis of?
Once Eric joins, I want to give him an opportunity to chat about that a little bit too, since you and your listeners have heard from me a couple of times about it. But so Eric and I both attended the Koosters, the Koo Crowd, the Koo Crew, whatever you choose to call them.
Right.
We like the term Koo Crew.
Yeah.
We went to their meeting that they had on August 24th there in Brighton. And actually, I don't know if Eric was there or not, but I showed up for at least a little bit at their original Koo Crew meeting that got shut down by the TRO on July 19th. But at the end of the day, we went on August 24th because we said you can't raise an objection if you're not there to object to it.
Okay.
And so, no, we did not see it as a legitimate meeting. Eric will talk a little bit about the declaration that they were requiring everybody to sign, because that's really ultimately what his biggest problem with their entire charade was. They knew they were in the wrong. That to me is just further proof of the declaration that they made us. They encouraged everybody to sign. I believe I was the only one there that didn't sign their silly piece of paper, and Eric made some changes to it. So we filed our controversy. It was CN 24-006. So for those that are familiar with the way that Dave actually showed his leadership. He restructured the entire way that a controversy is heard at the state party. Previously, especially under Christy Burton Brown's leadership, controversies just kind of went it. If they were her friends or with the Rhino crew, they heard him. If they didn't, they just, oh, we didn't see that. Oh, who knows where the record is? Oh,
My
that'll
dog
be
ate
it.
it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, unless it was trying to overthrow El Paso County's duly elected conservative leadership, then they definitely were able to find that paperwork. So, Dave set up an entire system where once you file a controversy, it's assigned a number. It's set up very similar to a court filing where you fill out the controversy form, much like you'd do in the legal system. Then the other party is given an opportunity to also submit their rebuttal, and then it's heard by the executive committee, or the bylaws do allow you to go directly to the state central committee. I'm a firm believer that you should start at the executive committee and then appeal. It gives you an opportunity for an appeal process to be able to go to the state central committee. So we filed this controversy, I believe that first week of August or of September, maybe that last weekend of August. I'd have to look since it was the real meeting the next weekend. We were all a little busy with that. And so that controversy was heard. It was decided that we were correct, that what the coup crew had done violated our bylaws. Dave, Hope, and Anna's actions that called for the true meeting on August 31st were accurate, allowable by the bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order. And ultimately, out of that controversy came the investigative committee that was set up, that's now investigating. The original intention was that it would investigate any controversy that was brought forward, so that way you could get to the bottom of things and actually have a more
Not
neutral.
just that he said, she said kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It gives a little bit more guts to whatever you're working on. And so anyhow, that committee was established out of this, and the lawsuit was ultimately a decision that was reached by the executive committee as part of our prayer for relief. We wanted the party to be made whole for what was lost by what these coup crew what the coup crew did. Going after Dave, Hope, and Anna in their personal capacities, going after the party as a whole, cost a combined total of more than $100,000. And so, fast forward to February, that was when Dave, Hope, and Anna, on behalf of the Colorado Republican Party, submitted the lawsuit going after Britta Horn, Eli Bremer, Nancy Pelosi, Todd Watkins. I could pull it up
Christy
and tell you
Burton
all of them.
Brown, they're also, and let me, I want to pause you there for 1 second because I think people need to understand this was not Dave and Hope and Anna personally filing the lawsuit. This was them on behalf of the Colorado Republican Party filing the lawsuit. So the fact that the Republican Party exists still, and so it doesn't matter that they're not the leadership anymore. The lawsuit, it's the party that filed the lawsuit. Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely. And the lawsuit is part of our prayer for relief, which was granted through that controversy. And by state statute and our bylaws, that once a controversy is heard and decided upon by the party, that there's not really any place to go in the court system for it. Which gets us to where we are now. So there's not a place in the court system to hear it again. The only appeal that they had the opportunity to do was to appeal it to the State Central Committee.
Which they did not.
They did not do. And so they gave up all rights, as far as I'm concerned, of throwing out this lawsuit. Any of the prayers for relief that came out of that controversy have now been decided, and we have an opportunity and an obligation to uphold that prayer for relief and that decision. So that's where this lawsuit came in, and why Britta doesn't just have that magic wand that she can wave and get rid of it.
So
So
now,
a lawsuit was brought to recover all the damages the Republican Party suffered from the coup crew of suing it, including legal fees, but much more than that. I mean, all the money they raised pretending they were the Republican Party when they weren't. Well, that's all should go to the real Republican Party, and lots of other damages. So you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars that Britta and the rest of them owe to the party.
Right. And so the
Where is that
anti,
money?
yeah, exactly. And the anti-corruption committee has asked the judge to join the lawsuit.
Yes.
And I know you and Eric is the original sort of people who raised the issue. What's the status? I know you were considering talking to a lawyer and joining the suit too. Can you bring us up to speed on, is anything happening with that, or have you decided a different route?
Yeah, so I'll circle around to that answer. Since we're talking
Okay.
politics, I'll give you a political answer.
Okay.
Eric and I, after we've been talking and working with the people who have been involved in this since the beginning, and the attorney representing that committee is Matt Arnold. He was hired and paid a retainer by the party under the former administration. So his actions were covered for whatever he's done so far. So as Eric and I have gotten more involved and engaged in this, we decided, well, we need to find a way that we can start funneling funds for this lawsuit, for any other potential lawsuits that may come up as we continue to see Britta and her team, the Unity ticket, if you remember my background from before,
Right.
their actions have consequences. And yes, a lot of those need to happen in internal party processes and through the controversy procedures. But where they went to before was weaponizing the judicial system. They're no different than the way that the Democrats went after President Trump. I mean, it is lawfare through and through is what they've done.
Right.
When they knew they couldn't beat the grassroots the proper way, they said, okay, well, we've got hundreds of thousands of dollars at our disposal. We're just going to start filing petty lawsuits and we'll go after this, we'll go after that. So it clearly identified the need for a mechanism for the grassroots to be able to bring in funds to continue this lawsuit that's currently filed, but also any other potential future ones. So
Well, and
that's
above
what.
and beyond that too, I mean, there are things, and I'll get you to talk about your great creation here. And on top of just lawsuits, because I mean, sometimes you need little things like FOIA requests. I mean, all of these things cost money, right? And finding somebody who knows how to do it and all that stuff. I mean, if you want a court document, you need to, I mean, there are fees. And so I think you're right. There are a lot of things as the grassroots needs to stand up to what's going on. It is important, I really do think, to have sort of an entity rather than people saying, well, you give me $5 or I'll give $5, to have an entity that exists that can help with that.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, this goes further. I hope Eric and I, we've got bigger plans and things moving forward with what ultimately this new group can do. To your point about freedom of information requests, CORA requests, any of those kind of things do cost money. Filing in the courts cost money. There's so many different things that we have to be cognizant of. And it's not just going after the Colorado Republican Party, because that's not what we're here to do. We're not here to go after the Republican Party. We're not
No.
here to go after any individuals. We're here to make sure that we have a mechanism in place that allows the grassroots to continue this fight and move forward.
Well, here we go. Look over here. Charlene, I'd rather donate to that than the current Colorado GOP to pay Nancy Pelosi salary. We're going to get more on that too. Well, let me just kind of cut to the
Yeah.
chase here. And I see we have Eric here too. And Eric, we'll bring you in
Great.
here in a second. But so you've called it Colorado Doge. Why don't you
Yes.
tell people, and then Eric, you can chime in as you want on this. Tell people about it, and then because we'll back up, but I just want to get that information out there. You know, Colorado Doge, what is it, and what are you going to do with it, and where can people find out more about it or help if they want?
Yeah. So for those of you that can see my screen, the website is up at the top of my screen. It's colodoge.com. We'll be working on expanding that website a bit more. Right now, it just has our basic introduction letter, fundraising letter. We are set up as a nonprofit organization. We are not tax exempt and it's not tax deductible yet. We do have hopes that eventually we can get there. But right now, because it is quickly approaching the time where Matt Arnold and other lawsuits and filings may cost some more money, that we needed to get it going right off the bat. So visit the website. You can donate online, mail a check, get a hold of Eric or I, and we'd be happy to coordinate a pickup. But ultimately, the goal here, what we're starting out with, is to pursue facts, documents, testimonies to really uncover what's happened within the party, within any of these unethical I don't even know what word to use to call their shenanigans.
Schemes, shenanigans. It's more than shenanigans. I think it was that Darcy Shining pointed out, well, it's like shenanigans are what your kids do before they go to bed. This is where, well, Eric, let me bring you in and too. And so, yeah, and Charlene has, she's put it up there, ColoradoDoge.com. That's correct. Eric, why? I mean, you know, what they wanted us to do when they won, the establishments and the coup crew, they
Go
wanted
away.
us to
Go
shut up
away as fast as you
and go
possibly can.
away. Why are you
Why
not?
haven't you gone
Why
away?
have you gone away, Eric?
Well, it's the fight God brought us. And by the way, it's Colo Doge, ColoDoge.com,
Oh,
not
sorry,
Colorado.
Charlene.
It's
Yeah,
spelled
Colo Dog.
out. Just because somebody already owns that and they probably want a lot of money for it. So, I mean, the GOP side is Colo GOP, so we're Colo Doge. So Cody and I first met when we went to the Brighton meeting. We felt somebody had to show up and witness the debauchery of the shenanigans that took place there that day. And there was only six of us there in support of the legitimate state party at the time. And just the energy in that room was something that I'll never forget. There was like 77 of them, I think, present, and six of us. And that's kind of how Cody and I got to know each other, was through that experience.
Through
And then
peer.
also even
Oh,
deeper after we filed the controversy with the executive committee. Go ahead, Chuck.
no.
No.
I was just saying, you know,
When they were trying to
when
attack
there's
you.
77 and you're only six, I mean, you either stand together or they'll rip you apart.
We stood our ground, but it was energetically very uncomfortable, is the best way I can put it.
Yeah.
Not very
But it
unifying is
was
what you're saying. Not unity.
they
Not
weren't trying to
unity.
unify with you.
Yeah, that party of unity is a little overrated, considering that Britta Horn's first email was basically to say that this investigative committee can no longer function. Not a hello, I'm the new chairwoman. Welcome to the new GOP. No, that's not what she did. And so this whole unity thing's a fallacy, and really it's failed policy. The one benefit and fortunate aspect that I got to do for the past 2 years was be more at the office and kind of digging a little deeper. And that led to a lot of investigative work. I originally got brought in just to run the events, which is all I applied to do. But by being in the office, I took the time to volunteer and do more than that. And a lot of research has gone into what has happened to Colorado. I've been in the state for 33 years. I came from El Paso originally to work at the Repertory Theater because I work in entertainment, doing events and stuff, and that's how I got to Colorado. But in 33 years, I saw it go from this, reddish kind of maybe, and then purple, and then now to deep blue. And well, how do we get here? And all the research after you dig into it demonstrates that this uniparty cabal, whatever you want to call it, has been picking winners and losers for a long time. If you're not the anointed next one up, then they don't approve of you. And then when Dave got elected, of course, that changed the whole game. It was the equivalent of Trump winning in
Right.
2016, where, Hillary was supposed to win that and they didn't rig it enough. And so she didn't. So that's why they went after Dave so hot and heavy for 2.5, a year and a half before we got to the election that we just lost. But in the end, I mean, this has been going on a long time. And also, what Trump has taught us is that we got to fight back. And it is a David and Goliath game, but we got to show up to the table with a little money in the bank to hire the right attorneys to take the fight back to them. And that's what we're doing. So we, again, went to that Brighton meeting. We filed a controversy with the executive committee that led to what relief we asked for. And the relief we asked for was a legitimate entity. A corruption committee that Matt Arnold is now leading, which is digging into the nuts and bolts of how do we get here? And now that, all of a sudden it is a weird legal situation where the defendant is now the plaintiff.
Right.
But Cody and I have been asked to get more involved because we are the original complainant, and that's why we're at Colorado Doge.
Then one of the things I want to talk, and feel free to talk about if you want to get more into what you're going to do, but I want to bring something up, and we'll get more into this in other shows. But some of the early things they're doing that I think need investigating goes back to the original, coup crew. Somebody was paying their lawyers, right?
Correct.
Somebody, Chris Murray from, former Brownsea guy wasn't working for free. Somebody was orchestrating that. And what we've now see, and Eric, we know the Colorado Republican Party, Dave did a great job fundraising, but it's not like they're wallowing in money. Well, all of a sudden, Britta Horn has all of this money. She's paying some communications director that no one's ever heard of. She's brought in Nancy Pelosi, who was the coup crew leader for a while, and she's paying her. Heidi Ginnall with her Road to Red, and I got to wonder about that. You've got all of these people, Kathleen Chandler, Holly Osborne Horn, all of these rhinos where there was no money before, right? All of a sudden,
get paid.
All of a sudden, they're all getting paid. When Dave and you guys did it with volunteers, there's all of this money. They're selling the office furniture. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on that I, for one, as a Republican, would like to know, well, who's paying for this? And more importantly, and what do they expect in return?
It's the $1 million question. And that's essentially what this corruption committee is really tasked and charged to do, is to be able to get in deep enough through a court action, if necessary, to have some subpoena power to try to unravel this thread of where this is coming from. And we have our suspicions. We won't throw out accusations here, but unraveling that string could bring the whole thing down. And that's really what it comes down to, because this money is coming from somewhere. I mean, at one point when they were claiming to be the Republican Party, they sent out a fundraising email and were funneling it through one of the counties here in the state, but they never filed any FEC information on that. So we don't know, but they were claiming to be the party. That has to not be legally accurate either, how that all thing went down. So that's kind of what Matt Arnold's charge is. And not only Cody and I as the original complainants, but all Republicans in Colorado really need to see that process, you know, go further and deeper into the well to find out what's going on here, because something's not right. I mean, we smell a rat because there's a rat somewhere.
Exactly.
And I wanted to just jump in there for a second. So anybody who's not familiar with the current lawsuit that's been filed, I know you can find it on rhinowatchco.com is where you can find an easily accessible copy of that. So if anybody is looking for that. But I just wanted to hit on what is actually in that lawsuit, because that's where we're trying, where this committee is trying to get some traction. Britta and the coup crew are being sued for breach of contract. I mean, the bylaws of the party are a contract between the members, the leadership, and members to members, how we operate. Abusive process. I mean, you take those bylaws and you rip them to shred, and then you just declare that you're the new leadership. That's absolutely abusive process. Through civil conspiracy, just read through the list I have here. Civil conspiracy, defamation, civil identity theft, negligent misrepresentation, and fraudulent misrepresentation. I mean, to the comment of they were raising money, I live in the county. I live in Weld County, which is the county that they chose to run all of those contributions through. I'd love to know where that money went. Is that what they're using to fund some more of their actions where they turned down 40 volunteers? Do they not need those 40 volunteers because they now have an extra $30,000 that they raised and they can hire another couple of consultants?
Well, what do you mean that they ran it through Weld County? Tell me about that.
So when they... coup leadership was elected and they sent out that donation email, they had contacted Weld County and asked the Weld County GOP if they could utilize their online donor platform and their bank accounts to run it through until they got access of the Colorado GOP's bank accounts. Okay. And so that money, if you donated to their fake leadership, that money would have gone into the Weld County Republicans. I'm curious where that money went.
Where that money went, yeah.
I mean, they still have to file tracer reports too, and I didn't see any of those in there.
Nothing in there. Well, and let me ask you guys' opinion on this, because this is where I kind of want to broaden it a little bit. This is why this all matters, because these people, the rhinos here, and whoever the dark money donors are on a mission to fundamentally change the election system in Colorado so that they are the ones who end up picking the candidates. These are the people who they all campaigned on, oh no, we want to close a primary, but now say no, they want the open primary, which is Democrat meddling and dark money donors. Barb Kirkmeyer wants to get rid of the assembly process and the caucus system. She wants to make it a whole pay-to-play system. And I think then Kent's theory swoops back in and we have ranked choice voting. I mean, to me, this is what they've been working on. And like you said, Dave was like Trump in 2016. He was a bump in the road, and now they've got their giant rhino tank that they're going to run over it for. I mean, that's what I think they all, yeah, some of the individuals want power, but the That's what we need to find out. Who is paying for this? Because those people want, I think, to change a system so they don't have to deal with pesky grassroots candidates. I mean, what do you guys think?
That's right. And the truth of the matter is, they've been doing it for a long time, but they've gotten so much power now that they're almost trying to codify it, make it to the point where there's no inroad to their power into the system that they've created. They've been chipping away at it for a long time. And when Dave got elected, he interrupted the flow, much like Trump interrupted the flow nationally. So it's almost as if we kind of need this time in the next year and a half to regroup, and this or this. Situation that Cody and I have started is kind of the first salvo of that, and this will grow to something else. We've got to, make sure we get reinforcements, so to speak, over the next year and a half to make sure we're ready for the fight coming up, because this is not over. And but unless we give up, and we're not giving up because we have to get to a point to answer these questions of, the power and control and the money that they're wielding to have power in perpetuity, and we can't allow that to happen.
Well, and the money issue is a big one. I mean, and somebody mentioned Matt Arnold is a hero, and he is. Matt Arnold is the one, and we've had him on the show numerous times, who fought the Bob Beaupre organization with Colorado Pioneer Action or
Yeah,
whatever it's
that was
called.
definitely a David versus Goliath, in which David won.
Right. And it was, and the whole thing was Matt Arnold's efforts to get to who are the donors, who are the people who are contributing to some of these campaigns and against other Republicans too, right? They would and we saw watching tracking that the lengths to which these people are willing to go to protect their hidden identities and to keep their identities hidden, which again makes me suspicious. It's like, hey, if you support something, support it. Why don't you want people to know? And so I think that's where this Colorado Doge, because like you said, they're not going to just roll over and play dead. They're not going to say, okay, well, here's my tracer filing, right? It's going to take work and digging to keep track of this because they're really good at hiding their tracks and they're really careful about protecting their hidden identity, I think.
Well, and that's something that we've all witnessed over the last 2 years. I mean, I've been involved in Colorado politics since I was a newborn. And so, I mean, for those that are unfamiliar, I founded the Teenage Republicans of Northern Colorado when I was 13. And so, I've witnessed a lot, seen a lot, was rather new when I got involved. But we see it. To Eric's comment from earlier, they pick winners and losers. If you're not in with that unity or the uniparty, you're not going to make it far. So as we continue to uncover things, there are lawsuits, there's filings, there's CORA requests, because this goes deeper than just what's happened internally in the party. We need to hold our elected officials accountable, and that's Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliated communists. I mean, we should, if they're an elected official in Colorado, they need to be held accountable, especially if they're involved in this uniparty. So having a mechanism like Colorado Doge that allows us to pay for some of those CORA requests if we get to that point in the future, where if we need to start asking for, hey, I want every email that's been sent to or from former Commissioner Lori Sain, because I know there's nothing to find there, but let's CORA request everything, and Weld County will probably say, "Ooh, that's going to cost you $12,000." Well, our hope here is that if we know that there's something there to uncover, that we'd at least be able to have some funding mechanism to be able to help our grassroots patriots really get to the bottom of this corruption.
And I see in the press release you point out, and I wanted to kind of clarify this, is you're talking about, okay, you're not, it's not a PAC, you're not a political organization, you're not going to be electing or selecting candidates. Is that, can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit. Like I mentioned, we have not applied for 501c3 status, but in the state of Colorado, you can register an organization as a nonprofit organization. So again, donations aren't tax deductible. They are tax deductible when you get to heaven. kind of like donating to church, but at least those are tax deductible. So what we can and can't do is we can hold people accountable, we can educate, we can ask for information, we can help fund lawsuits, we can do those kind of things. We just can't advocate for candidates, we can't advocate for policy changes, we can't do any of that portion, which is fine. I mean, that's not the intention of this organization. There's plenty of others that are already out there or probably coming down the pipeline soon enough, that can do that aspect. But for what this purpose, it's so focused on raising money to help combat the mega donors that these people have funding them, as you go into more and more lawsuits.
So this is far broader than just the present action, which you might enter in, both of you join. It is an umbrella organization to help the grassroots who really have no organization to fight against the establishment. And this would be that organization, or at least one of them.
And I don't want to speak for Eric, but I think that that's our hope. But I don't want to oversell what we're doing either right now. I mean, right now, our focus is truly centered on this current lawsuit and how do we keep Matt Arnold fighting the fight for that committee? How do
Right.
we explore additional options to make sure that this lawsuit goes forward?
And Eric,
Eric.
let me ask you this, because I know you understand a lot of things, and I think probably have information or suspicions that maybe you don't really want to talk about here, but you seem to have a pretty good grasp of some of the inner workings of things. And it would seem to me that this lawsuit goes on. I think there's a lot that we need to be keeping an eye on, would you say?
Agreed. And it goes back to what Chuck was just saying, that it's more than just this. But there's enough associated with just this that the tentacles, it's just like a spin-off show of a sitcom. They'll spin it off. But I think we're going to find, if this can move forward to a sufficient conclusion, we're going to find out enough information to figure out the next channels of attack. So put simply, this is a lawfare fund. This is set up to collect the money so that we can pay the attorneys to do the fights that need to be fought. But in addition to just always working on defense, which is what the Republican Party has unfortunately gotten too stuck in, is that also with the information we get, if we develop a big enough fund, we can go on offense. And I think that's the difference. Another thing that Trump has taught us to do is when they punch you in the mouth, you got to kick him in the groin. And it stinks, and it's not the way we want to fight. It's historically not been the Republican way to get into the mud, but the mud is all around us, and we have no choice but to get in it and fight these people at their own game. And it takes money to do that. So that's what we're looking to do.
And if I can chime in and add a piece there, the difference within the Republican Party, and truly a whether or not they're the leadership of the party or not right now, they're not Republicans. The Republicans are the conservatives of our party. They're the grassroots patriots. That's who the Republican Party is. The Republican Party is the party of the people, not the political class. And what makes us different as the grassroots, the true Republicans in the party, is that we operate in light. They operate in darkness. And so, sure, there might be things out there that people question, is that really in light? When you are constantly being attacked by evil, which is truly what I see a lot of the behaviors of Democrats and the deep state within the Republican Party doing, we've always operated in the light, and that tells everybody what our plan is. We don't want to change that. We want to continue being upfront and righteous with what we're fighting for, but that does take money, and it sometimes takes a little bit more because you have to do it in the open.
Well, and to
But
your point on that, you guys are here. You are
yes.
sitting here on our show with your faces and your voices and your emails and stuff all in the chat section, right? If you were a dark money group, no one would, there would be, who, there'd be just like Colorado Doge and there'd be nothing. No one would talk about it, right? It would just be my, I mean, so that's a great point. Anybody wants to see who Colorado Doge is, or they want to get what, all they do is they'd like, oh, okay, there's Cody and Eric, right? Got a question? Email Cody and Eric.
And I just wanted to address, there was a question in the chat about our intents for the future, about going for a 501c4 or something like that. If it comes to that point, which I do have high hopes, and please say your prayers, this is the type of an organization that could actually go for a 501c3 status, so that it is tax deductible. It is similar to the way Claremont Institute is set up, because we're not going to be advocating for policies, advocating for candidates, any of that. This is truly about education. At the end of the day, whether that's through a lawsuit or a court request or putting out information, it's education. And so this gives an opportunity for our donors to be protected, as well as the people that are doing the fight, that they have a way to get money, they have a way to continue the fight, they have a way to keep moving forward.
Okay. Well, let me find, I mean, kind of like Judicial Watch and places like that, right? It's, where you're there. So, okay, I just open, unless you had anything else, just fine. Because if I had you on, I'm longer than I told you, but
No, it's great. It's great. It's great talking to you
insane.
guys. It's great that after the election, which was really very close, the
Close.
grassroots is still out there kicking, still out there trying to take the Colorado Republicans to a place where they can win. And if they do win, that they can make a difference and not just be Democrat light. So
All
it's
right. So thanks, you guys, for what you're doing. Appreciate it. Hey,
Oh, thank
anytime.
you.
Keep us updated on what you have going on, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be plenty more coming out in the next couple of weeks and even within the next few days. That committee
Oh.
is working hard, and I'm excited to see what comes next for all of us.
All
All
right.
right. Thanks,
Well,
guys.
thanks for coming on. Take
And thank
care.
you guys. And it's a group effort. So thanks what you all are doing as well. Just getting information out there. The daylight's the best disinfectant, which is what Elon has showed us lately. So we hope to do the same. Thank you guys.
Right, great.
Perfect. Thank
Thank you,
you.
guys.
All
Chuck,
right.
Sure.
Julie, would you mind if I gave one shameless plug before we
Sure,
hang
sure.
up
Shameless
here?
plugs are what we're all about.
So on that COLODoge.com, right now it just, like I said, has that letter and the donate link. If you check back, please check back there on Monday and sign up for our email list because we'd like to start getting that out. I just didn't have time to get that plopped onto the website before we started today. So if you go on today, come back on Monday and make sure you sign up for
All right,
email
take the
updates.
weekend off. Come back Monday.
All right.
Have a happy Easter.
Same
Same
to
for
you.
you.
Happy Easter, you guys too. Thank
Bye-bye.
you. We had a
Godspeed.
ton of
Thanks.
thank you, got a ton of great comments. And I think it's one to their credit, they've been putting this together fast, because they realize that th things are moving fast on the legal front. So I like the way Eric said it. It's a lawfare fund. Well, and I think we're going to need more because, again, we've watched the, uniparty establishment under Brita has moved fast and they're doing, I mean, and I know on one hand, as you do, if you become in power, you put in your people, you trust and stuff like that. But it does seem interesting to me that all of a sudden she's hiring like Nancy Pelosi, right? She's hiring Heidi Genau. We know Heidi Genau. We talked about that
Well,
when
I mean,
she
let's get down to it. Over the last week, as this has sort of been rolled out, it's pretty clear that the party is going to be controlled by Heidi Genau. Brita was just a not so great looking face to put it in front of it, but it's clear from all the people being appointed that this is just the road to red. But they didn't want to put Heidi didn't want to become the face of it all. So they got another face and not well anyway. And so I don't really they're going to get rid of the Greenwood Village office, and so there is no
there
office.
isn't a Republican Party
There's no,
office.
I mean,
So you guys everyone can work from home, just like
we're
the federal
gonna
workers.
yeah, you can be a federal worker, and it's clear that Britta Horn will be up in McCoy, which is outside of Vail, and that's a bit of a hike to get to Denver, and she'll occasionally come down. But really, you can go to Heidi Genau's, and that's probably where the new Republican party is going to be office. And it was interesting to say, okay, we're going to give out all these paying jobs to Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she couldn't
Pelosi.
Pelosi, she couldn't Pelosi, she couldn't.
But which Wyatt pointed out, she had difficulty running the Jeffco Republican Party. And
All
she's
right,
in
she.
charge of training. So the people who launched the coup, I mean, maybe they could say, now, if you're going to launch a coup, all right, we've learned a lot on how to do a coup. And here's how you have to do the coup. I mean, I don't know. And it's like, who, when they talk, first of all, my concern is these are all rhinos who are going to be doing the training. So they're just going to be
Well,
reproducing
this is
rhinos.
a job that Heidi Genau came with. Said, I want to make sure the grassroots grow in the right way, which is leftward,
She wants us all rowing in the right direction.
rowing the right
It'll be
direction,
her direction.
which is to the left shore, to the
Yeah.
left bank,
Here, which when you're drinking the.
and so she said that she wants to go out, meet grassroots things, show them how to do websites and everything else. Well, most grassroots things don't really need Heidi Gonal and
Tell you what,
Nancy Pelosi.
it has a feel of US aid to it, right? Where they say we're going to be doing training in Los Angeles County, so we need, and we need, $20,000 from the Republican Party to go train people in Los Angeles County, and then you go to the Los Angeles County meeting and there's like one person there. I mean, I don't know. I don't think right now the main problem with the Colorado Republican Party is that we haven't been trained well enough. Do you think? I mean, I think there are a lot of other issues. And the grassroots people being trained well enough, I don't think is the number one reason that, the uniparty establishment can't win a statewide office. I think there are a lot of, I think the open primary, I think all mail ballots, I think ballot harvesting. But nobody gets paid for that. So instead, they've created this training. And, so you show up in your PCP and now you go through their training. Well, now you're a rhino. So the training is to make sure that the rhinos retain power and stay in power,
Right,
right?
right. Well, they
And
may
they
try.
also to get paid.
Yeah, well, they may want to elect their own PCPs and everything else, but it's a weird Republican party now that Heidi Gonal more or less controls, because we all know Britta isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. And so they're going to pay whatever money comes in, it's going to go to them.
Right.
And they're going to travel around the state, ostensibly, to grassroots groups and pollute them
And train them
and train them.
for money.
Yeah, for money. So
Right.
the ladies are going out there and they're going to train you. Kind of a dominatrix deal.
Yeah, okay, Jacob, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah, keep MAGA alive in Colorado. And well, Charlene, and that, and we can, there's a couple other things to talk about. And we'll talk more because I want to get into who is now in the party and who's getting paid, because it is always a follow the money thing. Keep in mind this, all of this, I firmly believe this, is an effort to basically eliminate stupid voters from being able to select candidates and just have the rich donors select candidates.
Yes,
That's the
as they
whole
should,
point.
as they
As
should.
they should, because just as we know from the Democrats, they're smarter, they're more elite, and they have more money than us, so they should get to pick who leads us. And Charlene's right, we need to keep the MAGA alive in Colorado, and they want to do everything. They'll call it MAGA, but
I wish I had the email from Heidi Gonal, but it would say, we're MAGA first. And in that, you can all join us. No purity test. And you go, well, you don't
you don't
have
even get
to.
pizza if you're grassroots people.
Yeah,
I
I
mean, that's
mean,
called
no purity test. Do we stand for anything? I mean,
a. Yeah.
is it okay to want to kill babies? Is that okay? Is that you want to get rid of all the guns because you're not pro sec? No purity test. You can believe anything you want because we don't care, because
Yeah.
we don't stand for anything.
No,
We
we're
care.
just all here to make money, one way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
We're
oh,
going to
you're here to give us money,
work.
and we're here to receive that money.
Money. And in the meantime, we may have an Iranian Sesame Street, street party group or something like that. And meanwhile, we'll be training you. Oh, go ahead, Charlene.
Can I just say something? To me, it's akin to, in the South, we have these hostile takeovers of churches where some members don't like the pastor, and then they bring in a new pastor, and they overwhelm the membership, and they got their new pastor, and then all these people that have been in the church that have built it up over the years and contributed to it, they see their pastor outed, and they don't want to keep giving money to this new group that took over and ousted the pastor and all the staff. So it's like they've got my money, my contributions, and now they're going to pay the people that helped oust, the pastor or
That's a
the
good analogy. That's a very good
yes,
analogy.
exactly. So I'm kind of like, I don't want to keep giving money to the people that got rid of the people that I loved and helped build it up. And
Right.
so I, until now, I felt like I didn't have any place, to contribute to, because I want to contribute to the principles of what we built up,
It's
and which is MAGA in Colorado. And so now this gives me a good venue for that. So I really appreciate what these guys are doing.
Oh, great, Charlene. I'm sure they do too. And Eric Grossman is saying he agrees with you. This is exactly like a hostile takeover corporation style, full of the same nasty rhetoric. Okay, Charlene, thank you. Appreciate it. Jacob, we're going to switch gears for you right now. He says, change of subject on the Letitia James case. My conspirator mind wants to know who in Virginia was a closing attorney on James's loans. That I don't know.
No.
But well, she married her father, so I mean,
Hey, Mary, her father was it.
so she could do it. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I think that's kind of that. What do they call it? The chickens coming home to roost on that, the fraud
And
case
she
they filed.
hasn't ever addressed any of the ones. She said that, well, like any good attorney, I'm not going to litigate this in front of you all. Oh, yeah, but can you say it's a true or false? Oh, no, we're not going to go
And
there.
Barney says probably her brother.
Yeah, it's a
All
very incestuous group.
right. Oh, and then Eric is talking about okay, here there, this is going to be a tactic change already discussed with the attorney team. Yeah, this is I back to the Colorado Doge, and it's colodoge.com. I think this is going to catch them by surprise too. I think they expect the grassroots to roll over and play dead, which we have done for way too long. And like Eric and Cody said, Trump taught us to fight, fight, fight. And there's a lot to fight for right now. This is not just, I really don't think, is Joe O'Dea going to be the Senate candidate who will lose or this? Their ultimate goal is to get rid of really primaries to begin. You know what I mean? It'd be all open
Well,
primaries and
which is
ranked choice
really
voting.
amazing considering the fact they dominate everything. Could you have it any better? Could you have any more servileness of anything? I mean, you control, the Anschutz media has all gone left, and the Post and other ones are all left. Everybody's, what more do you want? You kind of wonder. But
It's like
that's it.
there's a portion of the state that you have
Yeah,
not
can we have just
destroyed.
like 100 acres somewhere?
No, Chuck. No,
No
no.
acres.
You MAGA people get nothing, nothing. No
Nada.
cookies for you. No pizza for you. No anything for you. No unity. This is what Rhino unity looks like. Well, and hopefully this will be good. I mean, to fight back, because one thing we saw with Matt Arnold and all the other stuff through the Colin O'Brien and Action Committee is the funds dried up, right? The donors are terrified of being exposed, right? Because they don't want the money trail to go back to them. And so if they think that they might be exposed, then who knows what kind of impact that can have, right? And again, we've shown there are more of us than there are of them. And as you said, the election was very close, and I think there are a lot of factors there. But I would still say, and I think Charlene was noting this, I think she's right that the most of the Republicans in Colorado are MAGA Republicans. And actually most of the unaffiliated people, I think, are MAGA supporters as well
Well,
in
and the trouble
Colorado.
is, it's very hard to figure out who's MAGA now and who's not, because
Because
that's
everyone said.
really what the establishment is always doing. Oh, we're conservative, and that it conservative eventually meant nothing. Then it was MAGA, and if you have Heidi Gnall saying, "Yeah, we're MAGA, we're led by," no, she's not. She could care less.
Right. Well, she's MAGA if it's going to help. Well, it's kind of like, Congressman Jeff Hurd. I'm sure he would say, oh,
Yeah,
I'm MAGA. And what
right.
is he doing? He's fighting
Kills the
to
tariffs,
kill
yeah.
the tariffs. So, which is a key
Right.
portion of Trump's economic
At the
plan.
back of his van, free, no more deportations to Salvador kind of
Right,
thing.
right, right, right. Well, let me add a thought on that, though. Well, no, actually, oh, we're getting close to the end of the
Good.
show.
Wait, you promised everybody,
Skipping.
much delayed.
All right. So this is, at first I was reading a thing and I thought this was a joke. And then I read a column that kind of said, well, Rachel Maddow was talking about it, which of course makes you think it's a joke. But apparently this is real. The Seattle Police Department responded to this. So you know how we don't really have them at the crosswalks I go to, but some crosswalks, you get there and you push the button. And apparently sometimes it will say to you stuff like, wait, wait, okay, go now. Something like that, right? Well, somebody hacked the crosswalk machines in Seattle, I think, and they replace them with Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos' comments. So I want to play those for you too. So this is now someplace in Seattle. If you push this crosswalk, rather than having it say, wait, you hear the voice of Mark Zuckerberg. Thomas, if we could please,
AI generated.
AI generated, if Thomas, if we could please play the Zuckerberg crosswalk video.
Hi, this is Mark Zuckerberg. The real ones call me the Duck. It's normal to feel uncomfortable or even violated as we forcefully insert AI into every facet of your conscious experience. And I just want to assure you don't need to worry because there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. Anyway, see ya.
Ooh.
It's like this. And then the Elon Musk one is kind of funny too, because it gets a little more, I mean, and I know they're hard to hear, but they're a little more times. If we could please play the Musk one.
You know, it's funny. I used to think he was just.
He's just what? We've seen it all the other times.
Hi, I'm Elon. Can we be friends? Will you be my friend? I'll give you a Cybertruck, I promise.
Is this the hacking?
Okay, look. You don't know the level of depravity I would see. This bird probably fool.
I mean, Elon Musk here. And then finally, Jeff Bezos. Thomas, if we could play the Bezos crosswalk video.
Hi, I'm Jeff Bezos. This crosswalk is sponsored by Amazon Prime with an important message. You know, please don't tax the rich. Otherwise, all the other billionaires will move to Florida, too. Wouldn't it be terrible if all the rich people left Seattle or got Luigi'd and... Then normal people could afford to live here again.
I think that's funny. The police are like, oh, it's not funny. I'm like, it is funny.
It is funny. Perfect. All right, everybody. Well, that's the show. We want to thank everybody. We want to thank Eric, and we want to
and Cody. Eric
and Cody. And we'll be back next week.
Back on Monday.
Back on Monday.